That is Max Roach, if you're wondering. Bud Powell on the piano just before him. From 1953 in Toronto, Dizzy Gillespie, today's history riddle answer, along with Charlie Parker, Charles Mingus, and the aforementioned Bud Powell and Max Roach. Congratulations if you came up with Dizzy Gillespie. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 5 minutes. Hey! Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Nick from West Mifflin's weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJFM Grove City, WCUCFM Clarion, WNJR Washington, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47 Pittsburgh, and slbradio.org/radio.
Your everlasting summer, you can see it fading fast. So you grab a piece of something that you think is gonna last. Well, you wouldn't know a diamond if you held it in your hand. The things you think are precious, well, I don't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stored away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? You've been telling me you're a genius since you were 17. All this time I've known you, I still don't know what you mean. Well, the weekend at the college didn't turn out like you planned. The things that pass for knowledge, well, I can't understand. Are you reeling in the years? Stored away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? You stored away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Thank you.
lot of time. The trip we made to Hollywood is etched upon my mind. After all the things we've said and done, you find another man. The things you think are useless, well, I don't understand. Are you reeling in the years? You're stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine? Are you reeling in the years? Stone away the time. Are you gathering up the tears? Have you had enough of mine?
The group is called Full Chord. Brand new into our library here at the Saturday Light Brigade. In just moments, we are going to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge with our crossword puzzle of the air. Good morning to Bruce. Nice to have you tuned in Ingram.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Assemble, a nonprofit organization and community space for arts and technology education based in Pittsburgh's Garfield neighborhood. Assemble works to build confidence through making by creating approachable opportunities for learners of all ages to engage in science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics-based activities. Information on programs and opportunities is available at assemblepgh.org.
In case you missed it, last week's on-air segments featuring the Powder Mill Avian Research Center, Allegheny Observatory, Meadowcroft, Pittsburgh Concert Society honoree Benjamin Lynn, Aaron Lefevre, and also the Animal Friends Summer Camp Program are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. neighborhoodvoices.org, along with thousands of other past features. Larry in Elwood City just checked in to mention that he and his wife Van are going to see Dan Kamen today, and Dan is a great friend of the Saturday Light Brigade. And he will be doing his Charlie Chaplin show at Newcastle's historic Warner Theater today, October 21st at 2 o'clock. And Dan is a lot of fun to watch. Larry, please tell Dan we said hello when you see him, if you're able to. Dan's a wonderful friend. Good morning to Linda playing along on Facebook today. Also, Gail, I see you are, as is Pat. Now it's time for our crossword puzzle of the air. Are you ready? I'm curious if Mike and Mars will get this. I think you will. Nine letters. We're looking for a nine-letter word. And the clue is used by the Three Stooges. Used by the Three Stooges. Mike, I didn't mean anything by that. The second letter to our answer is L, as in lion. The sixth letter is T, as in tiger. Again, nine letters in our word. The clue is used by the Three Stooges. The second letter is L, as in lion. The sixth letter is T, as in tiger. Call and join us on the air with your guess. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234.
If a man has money today, people don't care if he has Coco Bay. If a man has money today, people don't care if he has Coco Bay. He can commit murder and get off free. live in the governor's company. But if you are poor, people tell you, shoo, a dog is better than you.
Thank you.
Rhiannon Giddens, along with Francesco Terisi, and one of her frequent collaborators before that, Layla McCullough. And Money is King. We have had quite a few correct answers coming in. Let me give you the puzzle again. I don't think I need to give you another clue, though. In case you didn't hear it, the word we're looking for is nine letters. The clue is used by the Three Stooges. Used by the Three Stooges. The second letter of nine is L, as in lion. And the sixth letter is T, as in tiger. You can still call to join us on the air if you would like to, 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Mike and Mars was the first one to come up with it. I'm not surprised. Larry in Elwood City got it, as did Jim in Blackridge, Kathy in Tionesta, Russ in King, North Carolina, Zach. Nice to hear from you, Zach. He came up with the correct answer. Gary in Franklin also got it. And also nice to hear from you and everybody. Bruce came up with it. John and Carrick. Gail, who is listening in Ohio this morning, got the correct answer. John in Economy Borough not only got the correct answer, but points out that he now has a new personal best of solving two crossword puzzle of the errors in a row. Well done, John. Randy and Polly in Emlinton got the correct answer. Tommy in Virginia got it. And I see that Pudge in Lamartine also got the correct answer. Jay in Washington, PA, also got it. And I'm just checking a few answers. Mary Moody is playing along on Facebook. And Eric Anderson got the correct answer, also playing along on Facebook. And that gets us up to date. And also gets us to Tom and McCandless. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. You came up with this, and thank you for holding on as I acknowledge other correct answers. What is it that we're looking for?
It's slapstick.
Slapstick is absolutely correct, and a charge comes your way.
At first, I thought it would be wallpaper. Because
Oh,
I always
yes.
think that the Three Stooges did for wallpaper what Lucille Ball did for making chocolate.
Yeah, for the chocolate factory. Was it that they would paper over their heads and themselves as they put on the wallpaper? I just remember
they would put the top on, and then they would go to the bottom, and then the top would come off. Then they would do the bottom,
They'd
go back to the top, and then back and forth, and I think that inspired me never to try to put up wallpaper.
I remember them cooking, and like a recipe would call for eggs, and they would just put the eggs in, you know, without breaking them, or a can of, say, tomato soup, and they would just throw the can into whatever they were cooking. The Three Stooges still command quite an audience. To this day, it's kind of amazing how well their work has held up. And
I think they
worked hard.
I think they made me frustrated. I don't know, just watching their programs were very frustrating.
Well, yeah, they could be. And a lot of the they certainly don't do much. They're not relationships you want to emulate, but you have to remember it's pure slapstick. And meant to be pure comedy.
Were there four?
Someone will know this, and I could look it up too. There were a couple. I mean, we think of Mo, Larry, and Curly, but I believe there was also Shemp, and I think there was also Curly Joe. So I think there was Curly and Curly Joe. But also Shemp. And over the years, I believe, just due to one of them passed away and needed to be replaced. I think five.
My wife looked up something a couple months ago about the Three Stooges, and she came up with the fact there was four of them. So that's what made me think of that.
Yeah, I seem to remember there was one more as well. There are a lot of Three Stooges experts out there that have really studied every aspect of them.
You know, earlier mentioning Girard, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the birthplace of William McKinley.
I didn't know that.
And there's a library there, and right next to the library is a museum. And I can't remember if the museum is solely devoted to William McKinley or it was more devoted to the era of William McKinley. But, yeah. And there's a bicycle trail that goes from Canfield, Ohio, up to Girard. And then there's a gap, unless they finished it, between Girard and Warren. And then from Warren, a little north of Warren, the bicycle trail goes all the way up to Lake Erie.
Mm. That would be a great trail. Have you been on it?
Yeah, I've been on it. We bicycled from Warren up to Lake Erie, but not all in the same day. You know, we camped out at a place called Mosquito Lake State Park, Mosquito Lake State Park, and then we'd do segments each day. But between Canton and Garfield is a very interesting ride. There's a couple tunnels. You go through a wetland. And also go right by where the – I don't know if you ever go drive through Youngstown. And I can't remember if it's 76 or 80, but one of them goes through like a big lake, which is the water supply for Youngstown. And so you go by the water plant, the purification plant on that trail, too.
Oh, that sounds like a great trail to go by. Mosquito Lake would concern me, though. That's you give a place a name like Mosquito Lake to keep folks away.
Right. I just came across something where there's a mosquito island around off the coast of Maine.
Mm. Interesting.
So I don't know.
Truth in advertising. Turkey City Arn just confirmed my Ancestry.com version of the Three Stooges, of the Five Stooges. So thank you, Turkey City Arn, for letting me know that. So my answer there was correct. Charlie just came up with slapstick, too. And a slapstick is actually a device, a stick that you could use to sort of in a playful way, slap somebody. I think Punch and Judy had a little slapstick in it.
I looked it up in my book of origin or word origin book, and it said that the clowns back in the 1800s would use a paddle,
mm-hmm.
and they would hit each other just to make it look funny or something, and that was referred to as a slapstick.
Yeah, two flexible pieces of wood joined together, and it would make a big slap. And percussionists have used that, too, to kind of give you that slapping sound, almost like clapping hands.
Yeah.
Well, well done, and
okay.
A charge to you. Take care, and a charge to you as well, if you knew that we were looking for slapstick. Let's have some fun now.
And now, youngsters, this is swinging the alphabet. It's singing the consonants against the vowels A, E, I, O, U. Consonant we start with is B.
B-A-B-E-B-B-I-Bicky-Bye-B-O-Bo-Bicky-Bye-Bo-B-U-Boo-Bicky-Bye-Bo-Boo. C-A-Say, C-E-C-C-I-Sicky-Sigh, C-O-So, Sicky-Sigh-So, C-U-Su, Sicky-Sigh-So-Su. D-A-Day, B-E-D, D-I-Dicky-Dye, D-O-Do, Dicky-Dye-Do, D-U-Do, Dicky-Dye-Do-Do. F-A-Fay, F-E-Fee, F-I-Ficky-Fi, F-O-Fo, Ficky-Fi-Fo, F-U-Foo, Ficky-Fi-Fo-Foo. H-A-Hey, H-E-He, H-I-Hicky-Hi, H-O-Ho, Hicky-Hi-Ho, H-U-Hoo, Hicky-Hi-Ho-Hoo. K-A-K, K-E-Key, K-I-Kicky-Kai, K-O-Ko, Kicky-Kai-Ko, K-U-Koo, Kicky-Kai-Ko-Koo. N-A-Nay, N-E-Nee, N-I-Nicky-Ni, N-O-No, Nicky-Ni-No, N-U-Noo, Nicky-Ni-No-Noo. R-A-Ray, R-E-Ree, R-I-Ricky-Rye, R-O-Ro, Ricky-Rye-Ro, R-U-Roo, Ricky-Rye-Ro-Roo.
Isn't it nice that they made it to Ricky? They did, but they didn't go beyond the letter R. And thanks to a lot of Brigadiers that are writing with some additional Three Stooges information. Let's see. Shemp took the place of Curly after Curly had a stroke, writes Patrick of Stanton Heights. Later, Curly... Joe became the third member. And Patrick also writes that the Three Stooges didn't know how popular they were until they got off of a train in Pittsburgh. I do remember the story. And were greeted by a huge crowd. And that's because Adventure Time host Paul Shannon had helped create a resurgence of interest in the Three Stooges that might have, in fact, outweighed how much interest they had in their early days. Jim in Crafton Heights writes that Larry Fine was a violinist before joining the group. After Shemp left, they replaced... Let's see. After Shemp left, having replaced Curly following his medical problems, he was followed by Curly Joe, who was then followed by Joe Besser. So there are six. Joe Besser. And Jim also writes that he doesn't recommend watching the Three Stooges if you have cracked ribs. Jim in Blackridge also mentions Joe Besser and Joe Derita. We need to draw a family tree. And yes, Howard was the surname, Mo Howard. And Bruce had, yes, Mo Howard, Larry Fine, and Curly Howard. And then Joe Besser, Joe Derita. And Shemp Howard. And you can see, there's a great interview with Mo Howard that's available on YouTube, and it's later in his life, and I think it's with Mike Douglas, and it's a really fun thing to watch. He talks about his life, and he's still very much in character as you see him.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Our Youth Media Center's weekly open mic for teens takes on a Halloween theme for Lights On After School this coming Thursday, October 26th from 4 to 6 p.m. We'll have our usual opportunities for teens to perform, sing, read, and rant for a supportive audience, as well as spooky snacks, a costume contest, and improvised collaborations. All ages and adults are welcome to join us to tour our Youth Media Center and support high-quality after-school programs for kids. You'll find more information at slbradio.org/openstudio. What a busy morning it's been so far. If I have not gotten back to your email or text, I'll do my best to do so within the next few moments. Thank you for participating. And if it's your style to listen without calling or texting, you're in good company. We are too. You're with us. Thank you for being part of the Saturday Light Brigade. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions in Pittsburgh.
What's been up to hear it all and have your say? This town has no cafe.
Blueberry pancakes passed the test. Maybe the coffee was not the best. We all went there anyway. That's how we'd start most every day. Something precious slipped away. This town has no cafe.
Now where will the politicians go to kiss the babies and run their show?
The very finest women and men, if they win, we'll never see them again.
Till the next campaign when they pass this way. But this town has no cafe.
Chat for hours and hours
in the shadow of the water tower.
It wasn't much, but it was ours.
Then it went over the hill. This town has no cafe. They closed her down and moved away.
There's not a lot left here today.
The Saturday Light Brigade with C. Daniel Bowling. Get ready, our high clue is coming up. Ricky is auditing the high clue right now for a 5-7-5 pattern. Jim wrote earlier, be careful about watching the Three Stooges if you've cracked ribs, and he added that he is speaking from personal experience, having done so after a bike accident. Cracked ribs hurt. There's not much you can do about that other than wait for them to heal.
The Pittsburgh Penguins Foundation joins you in supporting SLB Radio. Using the power of hockey, the foundation strives to be the champions of all youth in our community, on and off the ice, through programs, investments, and partnerships that support the growth of youth hockey, wellness, and education initiatives. Together, we are creating a strong community and a secure future for children and families. More information is available at PittsburghPenguinsFoundation.org.
If you missed any of last week's on-air features, including our visit with the Powder Mill Avian Research Center, Allegheny Observatory, Meadowcroft Rock Shelter and Historic Village, 7th grade pianist Benjamin Lynn, 8th grade Animal Friends volunteer Josie Farenhold, and folk fusion instrumentalist Aaron Lefevre. You can find them all, again, to listen to whenever you would like to at neighborhoodvoices.org. Here comes today's haiku. Get ready. We are going to give you a haiku. There is an answer that you should be able to determine based on the prompt of the haiku. Once you hear it, if you think you know the answer, join us 412-200-5975 or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. Ready? His work can be found in Usonia, New York, Fayette County, 2. Again, his work can be found in Usonia, New York, Fayette County, 2. Here's hoping you'll join us, 412-200-5975 by telephone or text, or 1-888-SLB-RADIO. You can also use instant input by going to slbradio.org/radio. Good luck.
I remember the year that my granddaddy died, gonna rise again. Well, they dug his grave on a mountainside, gonna rise again. Well, I was too young to understand the way he felt about the land, but I could read his history in his hands, gonna rise again. Well, it's corn in the crib and apples in the bin, gonna rise again. Ham and the smokehouse and cotton and the gin, gonna rise again. Cows in the barn and hogs in the lot, you know he never had a lot, but he worked like the devil for the little he got, gonna rise again. Well, these apple trees on the mountainside, gonna rise again. He planted the seeds just before he died, gonna rise again. Well, I guess he knew he'd never see the red fruit hanging from a tree, but he planted those seeds for his children and me, gonna rise again. High on a ridge above the farm, gonna rise again. I think of my people that have gone, gonna rise again. Like a tree that grows in the melting ground, the storms of life have gotten down, but the new wood springs from the roots underground, gonna rise again. Gonna rise again.
Butterflies, they fill my guts when I look in your eyes. A heart that's young is filled with sweet surprise. Only the innocent can sympathize.
I don't care about the funny way you Someday you'll let me put my comb up there. Till then you're beautiful and I just stare.
Sing another lonely line with me. Sing it in a lazy melody. There's no words to say just how I feel. It's just yada yada. I listen to the funny things you say. I hope you never ever change your ways. Let's take a wander through the world today.
I like all of you. I'd like to roll up in a ball of you. I like to breach the castle wall of you and sing a concert in the hall of you.
Sing another lonely line with me. Sing it in a lazy melody. There's no words to say just how I feel. So we just say allay. Until the day you bring that ring to me. But either way, you're everything to me. Cause you sing to me. Yeah, you sing to me.
Walter Martin and Cat Edmondson sing to me. And you also heard Annie Patterson with Gone, Gonna Rise Again, a nice version of that song. And a lot of answers to our high clue have come in, and I'll share those answers in just a moment. Here's the high clue again, in case you missed it. His work can be found in Usonia, New York, Fayette County, 2. Zach in Pittsburgh got the answer very quickly. I think he was the first person to check in. Correct answers also from Jim in Black Ridge, Tommy in Virginia, Jim in Crafton Heights, Russ in North Carolina, John in Carrick, John in Economy Borough with a request. We're also going to try to play Kathy and Tyonesta. Larry in Elwood City. Bruce and Ingram. Linda, half of the dynamic duo. Tom in McCandless. And Charlie also just got the correct answer. And Susie in Alexandria got it. Good morning, Susie.
Good morning.
Good morning. I didn't mean to startle you if I did, but I hope I didn't. You knew
it. No, not at all.
You knew it. Who is it that we're looking for?
Frank Lloyd Wright.
Absolutely. And do you know about Usonia, New York? I didn't until I started researching this a bit.
Well, I don't remember if I do, but it sounded very familiar. And when you said also in, I thought, you know, I did verify, you know, my answer, but I was pretty sure of it. I read a book, I don't know, like 10 or 12, 15 years ago called Loving Frank. And it was a fictionalized version of the story of his mistress.
Oh, what an interesting book. I read a book of his letters years ago. I think it was for sale at Falling Water, a book of letters, actually correspondence back and forth with his clients. And I wish I had bought it because he was stubborn and would write these letters stating why he was not, at least this is my memory of it, I am not going to do what you asked me to do, and here's the reason why. And I really liked the book, and I've learned since then that when I see a book or a work of art that I really like, to get it or forever regret it, because you often just don't see those anymore. But Usonia was his preference to America. I've always felt that way, too. To me, America is the continent, not our country, and so he came up with the term Usonia for USA, and he also used the term Usonian to describe what he called a new world character of the American landscape and its architecture. So it's interesting. In New York, there's a Usonia Historic District in Pleasantville, of all places, in which he designed some of the homes. In Fayette County, I'm sure you recognized as the home of Falling Water as well as Kentucknot.
Right. Yeah. I've been to Falling Water just once, but just gorgeous.
Yeah, I wish I had learned more about architecture as a kid. I've probably learned more past the age of 30 than I did before. Just appreciation of the built environment. I almost think that ought to be a requirement, or at least something that's urged earlier in life. There's things I appreciate far more now than I ever did.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you've got a good day planned. Are you working or doing something fun?
I am working. We have the library that I work at here in D.C. Is having a pumpkin festival on Tuesday. And so if you live in the D.C. area.
Hey, we've got folks there.
Come to the Palisades Library from 3:30 to 6. It's the pumpkin festival, and our main attraction is a mini golf, like an indoor mini golf.
Oh, that's nice.
With books and things.
Well, that should be a lot of fun. So, this is at Palisades is the location?
Palisades Neighborhood Library.
Well, I hope it's a good day, and thank you for being with us, Susie. Take
You're
care.
Welcome.
And congratulations to you. I think I mentioned everybody that came up with the correct answer. I'll check.
Well, if I was a sinner, I'm going to tell you what I'd do.
Well, what would you do?
Quit all of that sinning, and I'd work on a building, too.
I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building.
It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord, for my Lord.
Now if I was a gambler, I'm gonna tell you what I'd do.
Well, what would you do?
Quit all of that gambling, and I'd work on a building too.
I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord.
It's a Holy Ghost building.
It's a Holy Ghost building.
It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord,
for my Lord.
Now, if I was a liar, I'm going to tell you what I'd do.
Well, what would you do?
Quit all of that lying, and I'd work on a building, too.
I'm a-working on a building. I'm a-working on a building.
I'm a-working on a building for my Lord, for my Lord. It's a Holy Ghost building.
It's a Holy Ghost building.
It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord.
For my Lord.
Now if I
a preacher, I'm gonna tell you what I'd do.
Well, what would you do?
Keep on preaching the word of God, and I would work on the building too.
I'm a working on a building for my Lord.
It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building. It's a Holy Ghost building for my Lord. For my Lord.
That was the Missing Person Soup Kitchen Gospel Quartet here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
I see him in the hallway, I see him at his stairs. He points at me and giggles when he passes on the stairs. And now I'm here at Kennywood and feeling really scared. Cause right when I was standing there in line to get a bite, he passed me with his buddies, yeah, I was in his sight. He looked me in the eye and said, we're gonna have a fight at 9 o'clock, at 9 o'clock. Now I'm not one for fighting and I don't have a plan, cause I bruise really easily and I've got tiny hands. But all my friends are telling me I gotta be a man at 9 o'clock, at 9 o'clock.
Oh, this sounds scary just to happen right away. And it's the voice of Josh Verbanitz. Hey, Josh.
Good morning. How are you? Hey, it's good to hear that song.
It's good to hear your voice. I feel like it's been ages since I've seen you.
We don't sing that song. We don't sing the song in that key anymore. That recording is about 10 years ago. We do school programs all the time. We're in schools at 9 o'clock in the morning, and so the key has gotten lower to deal with morning voices.
Well, and I know you're used to getting up early, not only with those programs, but with kids of your own. How old are your kids now?
Oh, I have a 6-year-old who just started first grade. So that's big excitement around here, because that's the first all-day grade in our district. So it's like going from 2.5-hour mornings to an entire day at school, and that kind of culture shock, you know. And we have a 3-year-old as well in preschool.
Wow. Does the 6-year-old is remote? Can she remote learn? I'm not ready for a full day. I want to start at home. I'm sure there are remote learning opportunities for snow days eventually, but 6 hours that's going to be an adjustment. Has it been? I'll bet it has been.
Yeah, and it's funny, as the week goes on, every day people get a little more tired and a little more quick to anger at night. So it's like Monday and Tuesday, everybody's cool, but then by Thursday, Friday, oh man, evenings get rough because you're worn down from being at school all day, all week, you know?
Well, a good way to get some energy out are just some terrific campfire ghost stories that you and the great Gab Bonesso, the equally great Gab Bonesso, are doing together, Josh and Gab. And these have already been underway for Allegheny County Parks, but there's one tonight at Waggaman Observatory, and then tomorrow at White Oak Park Chestnut Shelter, and then on the 23rd in Harrison Hills. They all start at 7. What can folks expect at these shows? How do they go?
They're really fun. This is now our third year of teaming up with Allegheny County Parks to do these programs. And they had reached out to us because they knew about our Josh and Gab shows, which we would, we perform in schools and community centers and libraries. It's kind of a mix of funny storytelling and pop songs and interactive discussion. So for these events, they're usually about a half hour. We encourage everyone to wear costumes if they want. There is a little costume contest element. And we basically do a mix of family-friendly, scary stories, so kind of campfire stories. And we also throw in some famous scary songs. We do some spooky, scary skeleton dance songs, little dance contests. And we perform one or two of our original Josh and Gab songs, too. So it's a very fun evening event and a chance for kids and parents to get to participate in the program instead of just us in schools, you know.
And you've been doing the Josh and Gab school assemblies for long enough now, I can say this from experience. Are you starting to see parents that went to your assemblies?
100%, Larry. Yeah, we see people will come with infants and toddlers and say, oh, you came to my junior high or high school 12 years ago, because that was our first year, I think, was 2011 or 2012. So it's a trip. We had stopped doing it full-time for a few years. I went back to work. You would see me around the museum, yeah. I remember. And then when the pandemic era hit, we had kind of been gearing up to go back to doing it full-time. And now that schools are back to having in-person assemblies, we've had a total resurgence of it. We celebrated our 10th anniversary last year, and so we had a lot of marketing and a lot of schools that we hadn't visited physically in person in years had us back, and we developed all sorts of new songs, new lessons, new tie-ins with their curriculum, their positive behavior curriculum. So we really are back at it. It's been a total trip.
If you ever need a support group for people saying, I went to an assembly when I was the age that my children are now, let me know. I've been on that ride quite a few times. We used to call you when I was a kid, and now my grandchildren call you. How can folks, we'll mention the dates again and a link, but if folks want to bring you to a school or to some sort of family event, what's the best way to try to make arrangements for that?
The best way is to just Google our performing name is Josh and Gab. So you can go to joshandgab.com. Sometimes it'll take you to Josh Gad, the performer who voiced Olaf. So make sure you're looking for Josh and Gab with a B. I should clarify, the county, we usually advertise it as campfire events with Josh and Gab, but typically Gab and I perform separate. We kind of split them up. The only event that we'll be performing together for these campfires are a week from today. That'll be Saturday, October 28th at Harrison Hills, which is kind of like the Natrona area. We'll be at the Yakon Shelter. So that'll be our big one of these events next Saturday, the 28th. We're going to do Josh and Gab together. I believe tonight at Deer Lakes is Gab solo, and tomorrow, Sunday the 22nd, is me solo at White Oak. And then we usually team up for the big one on Halloween weekend.
Good to know. And if you go to AlleghenyCounty.us/special-events, you can find all of this. Also a star party tonight at Deer Lakes, weather permitting, following the performance. And these all start at 7 o'clock. And what a wonderful opportunity for people to see you and be entertained by you and to hear some scary stories. Or maybe some ghost stories that aren't scary, but engaging.
Yeah, we engage. If there's like 3-year-olds in the front row, we really kind of make it a little more of a neutral experience. But if it's like upper elementary kids, we can get a little scarier, you know.
Yeah, it's good to be able to calibrate accordingly. Josh, it's good to catch up with you, and best wishes for continued success. Give Gab my regards when you next see Gab.
I will. Have a great morning. Great to hear your voice, too, and we'll see you around town.
Thanks. That's Josh Verbana. It's of Josh and Gab. And again, the shows remaining in the Allegheny County Campfire Ghost Stories series are tonight, October 21st at Deer Lakes Wagman Observatory. Tomorrow, the 22nd at White Oak Park Chestnut Shelter. And the two together, October 28th, Harrison Hills Yakon Shelter. And that event will have a sign language translator in addition to both Josh and Gab.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets Alexandria's Susie off to a good start, the weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio. That is Edna's Can here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Chad Green, our technical director, just came in. We were talking about Dizzy Gillespie in our 6 o'clock hour this morning. I don't always get to hear the 24/7 Best of SLB feed that runs on our internet stream when we're not live Saturday mornings. And it was Jonah Winter reading from his book about Dizzy Gillespie that was a segment featured this morning, which is a neat coincidence because those are more or less random, and he is with Tom Roberts playing along, sharing that. And if you go to our website, you can hear live performances and interviews 24/7. We wanted to feature things you would not be able to find anywhere else. And you'll find our SLB radio stream at TuneIn, Simple Radio, Streama, just about anywhere you would find internet radio stations, or go directly to slbradio.org/radio.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyperlocal coverage of the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the nominations for the Northside Chronicle's Readers' Choice Awards for favorite Northside small businesses, as well as information about the Northside Chronicle's